Are you doing field stuff right now? Are you going out on boats?
I wish. I used to go and do a lot of field work and do work on oceanographic vessels. And these days I sit with my computer and I analyze data and I write papers. Mm-hmm. But my mind gets to travel all over the place.
Hey, this is Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and I'm here with Sarah Myrie, an oceanographer and climate scientist at the University of Washington.
Well, so I had garnered a degree of attention after I published my PhD, and so I had like currency and like a bit of a public eye. That was fine and good, and I got to talk about climate change and oceanography and marine ecology, but then the Me Too movement happened, and that really broke pieces inside me where I had to come to terms. So I came to the table then and wrote pieces in Newsweek and in The Stranger about my experiences as a scientist with harassment and sexual assault and rape. Those things catalyzed a shift inside of me to begin to be brave enough to talk about these really, really hard pieces that are a component of my professional life as a scientist.
What was it like then, making the decision to write about it so publicly and then actually doing it?
You know, at the time I had finished working with a really amazing student. I was shepherding her career and I was in a place of thinking of how terrible it would be if something happened to her like it had happened to me. It brought it to a place where I could no longer be silent because I really felt a responsibility to the safety and the stewardship of the careers of these young people. So that was the machinery inside of me that forced a shift to come forward.
So how would you describe the response?
I get harassed all the time on the internet. I get weird emails. I get hate mail. And the majority of that is in line with a lot of what other women scientists also receive. So this is just a phenomenon that people that are in my position experience, but it's a ton of hate. The response has been amazing from other women in science. It's been remarkable. And not to put myself in any like self-inflating position, but I think I played an important role in initiating the now sort of community-wide efforts to stop the National Science Foundation and the National Institute of Health from funding known harassers. So now we are pushing into the institutions around us to say, you're not a good scientist if you sexually harass and assault people. You don't get to participate in the community. So this is how we build a safer, more inclusive community, right? Is to say, it matters when people are victimized and we can do better.
Sarah Myrie, she's a research associate at the University of Washington and, these days, an activist.